Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Enough is enough. No more thoughts and prayers. It's time for action. It's time to save lives.
Today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day, and Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington urged the Senate to end the filibuster to pass gun safety legislation. So far in 2021, there have been about 240 mass shootings, 8,100 gun deaths, and 51,000 gun injuries. When Republicans filibustered a proposed January 6th commission, calls grew louder to end the Senate practice. However, Democrats Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin remain opposed to changes. Sinema argues it encourages compromise.
It is a tool that protects the democracy of our nation rather than allowing our country to ricochet wildly every 2 to 4 years back and forth between policies.
To reach a compromise on his infrastructure bill, President Joe Biden proposes keeping 2017 Republican tax cuts intact and instead to strengthen tax enforcement on the wealthy and close corporate loopholes. The two sides' proposals are still $750 billion apart. Tribal nations will get $1 billion in COVID relief for broadband infrastructure. As she announced the funding, Vice President Kamala Harris called on Congress to pass the American Jobs Plan with $100 billion for broadband nationwide.
It would increase competition and reduce costs so that every American, no matter where they live, no matter how much they can pay, would be able to access high-speed internet at home.
The administration also revealed its plan to share 25 million COVID-19 vaccines globally. More than four dozen countries requested vaccines, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the goal is to donate 80 million doses by the end of the month.
The United States is not doing this as some kind of back and forth deal where we're getting something for what we're giving. We are giving these for a single purpose. It is the purpose of ending this pandemic.
Most doses will go through the global vaccine aid program COVAX, the rest to specific countries. In a meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reaffirmed the administration's support for Israel's right to defend itself and noted Biden's hope for a two-state solution between Israel and Palestine.
I want to stress the importance of reducing tensions in the West Bank and Jerusalem and of supporting humanitarian and reconstruction assistance for Gaza that benefits the innocent people who live there.
Meanwhile, a bipartisan trio of lawmakers crossed the Atlantic this week to reaffirm the U.S. commitment to Eastern European partners. In Ukraine, Senator Rob Portman pledged to strengthen U.S. ties and continue military support.
We talked about other assistance we can provide on the economic front, on the reform front, even pushing back against Russian disinformation.
The trip also included visits to Lithuania and Georgia. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is reportedly under investigation by the Department of Justice for violating campaign contribution laws. According to the Washington Post, DeJoy pressured private employees to donate to Republican candidates, which he would reimburse through bonuses. DeJoy denies the allegations. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.